Hey, this is Leon Depria, the founder of Encounter Churches, and you are listening to Encounter Now Podcast. I hope this message inspires you, empowers you, and builds your spirit. Enjoy.
Good morning and welcome to Encounter Now. This morning we're going to be looking at four characteristics of a true son. Stay tuned. This morning we're going to be looking at the book of Titus. As you know, Titus was a son of the Apostle Paul, and the Apostle Paul had many sons. Some of them went off and did their own thing. Some of them pursued and went after the things of the world. But he had Timothy and he had Titus, and the Apostle Paul spoke very highly of these two sons. And this morning we're going to be looking at the book of Timothy and revealing four characteristics, four keys to true sonship, because the Apostle Paul makes this statement. He says that Titus is a true son. Let's read in Titus 1, chapter number 4, verse number 4. It says, "To Titus, a true son in our common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God, the Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior." Then it goes on in verse number 5, and it says, "For this reason I left you in Crete, that you should set in order the things that are lacking, and appoint elders in every city as I commanded you." Now, I'm going to stop right there, and there's many, many things that we can see from this one verse. First of all, the Apostle Paul is leaving Titus in Crete, which, if you understand the history of this city, it was a place that was filled with liars. It was a place that was filled with heathens, with lazy people, with gluttons, with crazy things going on in the city. But the Apostle Paul said, "For this reason I left you in Crete," meaning he's writing to Titus, sort of explaining the reason that he left him there, which implies that he would have said to Titus, "You know, just stay in Crete. I'm going on further." So this shows us the first key or the first characteristics of a true son. That is obedience to his spiritual father. Now we see that Titus was obedient to the Apostle Paul, that he remained in Crete and he stayed there so that he could fulfill a purpose, because the Apostle Paul is writing and he's showing, you know, it's for this reason that I left you there, that you might do these things. This is a very powerful key, because a spiritual son might not know or understand the full picture or know the reasons why his father is doing something. But a true son is obedient to the voice of his father. A true son trusts his father and is obedient to obey without questioning. This is the obedience that causes a father to have confidence in their son. So we see that that's the first characteristics. Then in the same same verse, we see characteristic number two. We see the second key, and that is that Titus was somebody who led by example. So it says, "This reason I left you in Crete was that you might put in order what was left unfinished and appoint elders." So we see Titus was a person that Paul could trust to establish and to build and to put things in order, to put churches in order, to appoint elders, to establish church leadership. And this is something that's very difficult. We need to understand that even though the Apostle Paul had birthed a church there and there was followers of the Apostle Paul there, they were brothers to Titus. Yet he was given this task of putting things in order, establishing and appointing elders in every town as the Apostle Paul directed. This was a difficult task for Titus, but he was able to because of this characteristic, he was able to lead by example. He was able to establish these things and be obedient and do what his father, the Apostle Paul, had commissioned him to do. Titus had the qualities and demonstrated that he had all that was necessary to be successful in leading the believers that were there in Crete. That is number two. And number three, a third characteristic or third key to a true son, We can jump ahead in the book of Titus to Titus chapter number 2, verse number 1. It says, "But as for you, speak the things which are proper for sound doctrine." This is one of the assignments that the Apostle Paul gave to his son Titus, and that is to teach sound doctrine. The people of Crete, the people in the area and the region, were those that had been taught many, many things. There was a lot of error that was going around in the day. There was a lot of things that needed to be corrected. In fact, in verse 11 of chapter number 1, it says, "Whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole households, teaching things which they ought not, for the sake of dishonest gain." We see a society of dishonesty. We see a society of doctrine that is not biblically sound. So this is a characteristic of a true son, is that he is a good teacher and he knows sound doctrine. He represents the doctrine of his father correctly. You know, instead of having his own doctrine, instead of creating his own thing, even though it might have been easy and convenient in the time to just go along with the what was taking place in Crete, Timothy was somebody who taught and preached good doctrine, sound doctrine, the doctrine of his father, the Apostle Paul. So this is a very, very powerful powerful key to apply, to replicate what is in your father. Titus was somebody who preached the doctrines that the Apostle Paul preached. He taught what the Apostle Paul taught, and he had the same mind as the Apostle Paul. That is why the Apostle Paul could trust him to leave him in this city, to leave him in this region, and trusted the care of the people under him to him, because he knew that he was like-minded. He would get, and he would be able to teach them and train them the way that the Apostle Paul would, in good doctrine. This shows that Titus had the same DNA and the same doctrine, the same spiritual DNA as his father, the Apostle Paul. And this brings us to the final characteristic, the final key on spiritual on sonship, true sonship, and that is found in Titus chapter number 3. Verse number 1, and the Bible says, "Remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work." So we see the Apostle Paul is writing to Titus and saying that he must remind the people in that region to be subject to rulers and authority. He's establishing spiritual authority, he's establishing rulership authority, and the reason that he can do this, the reason that Titus is able to do this, is because Paul trusts him to do this and is confident in Titus to be able to do this, because he recognized that Titus himself was someone who subjected himself and submitted himself to rulership and authority in his life. This is one of the most powerful things. You cannot be an effective, you cannot ask somebody else to do something that you are not willing to do. The people of Crete would never have submitted themselves or listened to Titus if they did not recognize that this is somebody who submits himself under authority as well. He could not request such a thing unless he himself has subjected himself and put himself under authority. So, you know, this is a very powerful key, that submission and, submission to authority, submission to an oversight, submission to a spiritual father is a very, very powerful characteristic, because it empowers that authority in you. If you can submit yourself, it's like the centurion said to Jesus, "I am a man under authority." He recognized authority, which means because he is a man of authority, he can delegate authority down, but he also recognizes authority up. It's the same applies for us as sons. When you recognize and when we recognize and submit ourselves under authority, we will see that it's easy for others to submit themselves under us as well, because we are those under authority. So we will replicate that in our life. This is a powerful, powerful key. And I trust that this morning, you know, these keys on sonship was able to bless you. And I want to encourage you, just before I recap, you know, the four keys, I want to encourage you, share this podcast, share this this podcast with somebody. Leave a comment below. And just to recap, the characteristic key number one, obedience to the voice of a father. Number two, be a leader, be somebody who leads by example. Number three, have a good and sound doctrine. Teach and preach and say what your father says. Replicate that and carry the DNA of your spiritual father. And number four, subject yourself to authority and be somebody who is able to submit to authority. God bless you all, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for the podcast again.